This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Well, he was busy last week. He was sick the week before. But he's back. From the truthaboutguns.com, this is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Well, you have been back one time, though. You have been back
one
time.
Yeah, I was back the week after I was sick. You said I didn't sound too good. But actually, I still didn't feel that great that week. But I'm good now. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Very good, very good. So let's start with this. And, I mean, I just talked about this with Rob Morris. But the San Jose mayor plans to confiscate guns of those who haven't bought insurance or paid fees. Is that going to be a problem? Because Ricardo, that's his name. I thought it was Ricardo, like Ricky. How do you buy an insurance policy that doesn't exist?
Well, that's never really been a big problem for the state of California. They have a requirement that new guns be micro-stamped, and that technology doesn't exist yet either. So enacting laws, you know, with provisions that can't be complied with doesn't seem to be much of consideration if you live in the Golden State. But that's a very good question. There is no such thing as a gun owner insurance right now. Products like the U.S. Law Shield is not what the mayor has in mind. His law requires you to have, I think, liability insurance, which nobody can buy right now, to my knowledge. And insurance companies will not insure you for criminal activity, which is what the mayor says is the major cost that the city is bearing as a result of gun ownership. So it's a bunch of garbage. And his saber rattling or this talk now of grabbing gun owners' firearms if they don't comply, if they don't buy this non-existent insurance, or if they don't pay their new gun owner tax, which is clearly unconstitutional. I think it's just that. I think it is just a bunch of talk, and it gets him pressed. And when it all comes down to it, I think the law will probably be struck down. All that will take years because it's likely going to, my guess is it will make it through the Ninth Circuit. Who knows? But I cannot see something like that being passing muster in the high court.
Well, he's talking about catching guns in the street.
Right.
Now, is San Jose somewhat liberal when it comes to passing out gun permits?
I don't know. I know that Santa Clara County has been notably corrupt, and I think San Jose is in Santa Clara County. The Santa Clara County Sheriff, whose job it is to hand out concealed carry permits, is currently under indictment, as is a few of her underlings, and she's probably going to end up in jail thanks to the corruption involved in May issue there. But I don't know how readily she did or didn't hand out concealed carry permits if you weren't someone like Apple security chief who threw a whole bunch of iPads away.
Yeah. Permits for iPads.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's a new program coming from Apple this coming year. These guys are setting themselves up in court or for a court case where it is quite apparent to me that this is almost a setup. Or is this just a case of like with Cuomo when he got out there and said we're gonna limit magazines to 7 rounds? Well, nobody makes one of those, Your Honor. Oh, they don't. Well, 10 rounds. You know,
I think
we're gonna have an ammo background check. There's no way to do that, Your Honor. No.
I think that's exactly what did it. You know, they had a shooting in San Jose at some sort of public facility. I think it was a light rail office or something, and 4 or 5 people were killed. And that is the ostensible reason that Mayor Liccardo has gone on this anti-gun jihad. I think he knows damn well that what he's doing is unconstitutional. I don't think he cares. It's not his money that's going to go to the attorneys to fight this in court, taxpayer money. My guess is that San Jose does very well, being the seat of, you know, the capital of Silicon Valley. Like their tax revenue is probably very good. They're probably flush with money. So he probably doesn't really care about fighting this in court.
Sure.
And he can always say even if it's struck down, he can then rail against the court system and claim he fought the good fight. And, you know, I did what I thought was right. And, I was thwarted by these evil justices.
Well, I mean, if having your day in court and losing is thwarting you, I guess that would be the language of the tyrant, right? We've been thwarted.
That's exactly the way.
We tried to impose something. You know, interestingly enough, I don't, and I know in San Diego, for example, they don't have assault on crime DA.
I don't believe San Diego does. No.
I don't know what the permit situation is like.
I don't either.
But they don't have the same kind of crime. Now, is San Jose experiencing a lot of crime right now?
Just about every major metropolitan area these days is seeing a spike in crime and shootings. I assume San Diego is, or San Jose is, but I don't know specifically. I know Oakland is. I know, of course, San Francisco is, Los Angeles, but I don't know. I can't say definitively what the situation in San Jose is. I would be surprised if it isn't, though, seeing the same kind of spike.
I just get a kick out of the way they drive these things where they say, well, this is happening all over the nation, and it's not going to happen here. And we're going to take this because across the state, we're going to take these fees to offset the gun violence that we have to pay for in these hospitals without giving any figure as to how much that county or that city pays. And it makes reference to the state.
That's generally true. And, you know, that's, again, those costs are not really what they're concerned about.
No.
Impinging on or eliminating gun rights is really the goal here.
Yeah, this is penalizing people for owning guns. Absolutely.
Correct.
This article is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thetruthaboutguns.com is a fast, prolific website on a daily basis. When I say breaking news, I mean nobody else is talking about it at that moment. That's why it's worth your time if you're looking for the latest in the gun culture in the world, on the planet, as far as, you know, everything involved in it. That's the place to go. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Button push.
I missed you coming out of the break there.
Oh, the whole thing?
After the spot.
Anyway, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Haven't seen much coming out of this group here lately, but you've got a republished article from the DRGO.us, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. This is interesting because Bob Young is actually sort of is he a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
I think he's a psychiatrist.
Yeah. And he's a pretty no-nonsense guy. He doesn't get too wordy with any of his stuff, and he doesn't use any of his technical jargon that he has to use in his practice. And according to him, they're starting to talk. I guess people are starting to talk about what we talk about when we say, well, you know, it's not about the gun. It's because of the root cause of things in the inner city, the lack of education, the lack of economic opportunity, the lack of family structure. Is that beginning to take hold?
Well, to a certain extent, there's a couple of things going on. What's happened is the crime spike has been due to a number of factors. Obviously, from 92 to 2019, crime dropped precipitously. From the high of 92 to a historic low, violent crime dropped in this country and was virtually negligible. That doesn't mean there wasn't crime in big cities. There's crime in every big city. But it was mostly confined to gangs and areas of cities that had long been plagued by crime and that were controlled by gang members and other types of bad actors. Then we had the George Floyd riot. That was the excuse a lot of cities needed to quote unquote rethink policing. So then they instituted a witch's brew of policies that were guaranteed to increase crime, not only in those inner city neighborhoods and those quote unquote bad neighborhoods, but throughout cities. And we're seeing this all over the place with smash and grab situations and carjackings and people just walking into stores with trash bags, loading up and walking right out. And so what we have, we've got rethinking policing, which is code word for defunded police departments.
Right.
Or in places like New York City, where they cut $1 billion out of the police department's budget, the previous mayor killed the city's street crimes unit, which was a plainclothes operation that was responsible for arresting a lot of bad actors, including people who were illegally carrying firearms and preying on others. So we had rethinking police. We had zero bail laws in many states, where even if you were accused of not even just nonviolent crimes, but a number of violent crimes too, including illegal possession of a firearm. So we're talking about felons in possession. We're talking about crimes committed with firearms in many situations. People got out of jail without having to post bail. So you've got bad actors who allegedly committed crimes, thrown right back on the street to do it again. And then you had these so-called progressive prosecutors, and we're talking about in cities like New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, St. Louis, San Francisco, Austin, Los Angeles, cities all over the country, many of whom were heavily supported by George Soros. And these people have instituted programs through which they have announced that there are large sections of the criminal code that they just will not prosecute. So if you break the law, if you're a shoplifter, if you've got shoplifting, if you're a purse snatcher, if you are a fair jumper, in New York, the intent is not even, if you sell in possession of a firearm, that kind of thing, they announced that they would not prosecute. So criminals may be dumb, but they're not stupid, and they react to incentives just like everybody else does. And they knew that they could get away with this stuff. And what happens? They did. Now that this, they've created this problem, now the focus is on so-called root causes. And what that is a ruse to extract more dollars, in many cases federal dollars, to spend on social programs, which mayors like Lori Lightfoot and Tashara Jones in St. Louis and a lot of other mayors have said, we can't arrest our way out of this crime problem. We have to address root causes, which means piles of money to throw at their cronies and the people who put them in office.
Do you think, you know what, I'll ask you this question in the next segment because I want to give you time to answer this because, to me, this these areas heretofore where they have such high gun restriction always seem to have a high crime rate, like they're a giant drain sucking all the criminals into it because it is such a great place to go because that's where the meat is, you know? That's where the meat is. I got a question along those lines. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. He sees between 10 and 15 articles slide right up there on online for you, updating prolifically what is available to you. This is the fastest news in the gun culture. And really, really accurate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held a joint news conference at the White House with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The number one topic of discussion involves the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation, developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty.
Police say one person is dead and one wounded after a man opened fire inside a Fred Meyer grocery store in the city of Richland, Washington. Cops have released surveillance images of a white male suspect pushing a grocery cart and are involved in a massive manhunt in the area. Two schools are on lockdown as a precaution. You're listening to USA Radio News. We'll learn soon if Americans will be paying even more for groceries and gas. The Consumer Price Index for January is due out later this week, and economists polled by Bloomberg expect a new 40-year high. Last month, it was revealed the CPI for all items rose 7% year over year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying it would be the biggest 12-month jump since 1982. Political pressure is mounting for the IRS to drop its deal with a facial recognition company to verify taxpayer identities using a selfie. Four House Democrats writing to the IRS commissioner urging the agency to stop the use of ID.me. The lawmakers note serious privacy and data security concerns along with the lack of access for those Americans without internet. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill crafting another short-term spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown on February 18th. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, and we were getting down to this this new supposed thing about root causes and everything in this article with these DAs that are Soros-funded, where they basically look at things and say, I'm not enforcing that, and I'm not enforcing that. By the way, is that something they can actually do? And they can actually look at the legal code and go, well, I don't agree with that one.
It is because you know, unless they're recalled, or in most places, district attorneys are directly elected, so they're accountable only to the voters. And short of a recall, what are you going to do? I don't know if anybody. I don't know if any district attorney has ever been sued by a citizen, you know, claiming legal standing, and because he's now living in a more dangerous city. That's probably going to be a tough legal argument to make. I'm not an attorney, but that's quite a lift.
So
legally speaking, so I'm not sure.
So let's get to the question. Question I have. So in these areas where historically they've had more restrictive gun policy as far as whether or not people can carry guns, we see a lot of crimes happening there because they are basically defenseless. Now they've added on top of it, defunding the police, getting soft on crime, and bail reform. Now, if this continues unabated, my only presumption is going to be that this will continue. This will exacerbate the already big problem where they're like, well, they can't have guns, so we could go there and we can do all the muggings we want.
Well, it will, but a couple of things have happened. In places like California, we've seen even the legacy media outlets, they're reporting that gun sales are up sharply because even in places that you don't expect it, talking like Beverly Hills, Bel Air, wealthy neighborhoods, people are seeing what's going on around them. They've seen the deterioration of the city before their eyes for a few years in terms of homelessness and just the condition of the city. But now you're talking about the big spike in crime, and we had a couple of high-profile robberies and a murder. There was a wealthy music industry executive's wife.
Yep.
Yeah, correct. She was killed in her own home during a home invasion.
With a security guard present, yeah.
I wasn't even aware there's a security guard. But anyway, people see these things and they realize, look, this is getting bad. I need the ability to protect myself. So people are buying firearms. Now, there are places like New York where that isn't legal to do. Without a lot of legal hurdles.
Yep.
But hopefully that's about to change within the next few months as we get a decision in the Bruin case from the Supreme Court. And that may strike down a lot of these restrictions, not just in New York, but in other states too, depending on how that ruling is written.
Right.
What's happening is you've got especially in places with that make it more difficult to own or carry a firearm, you've got crime spiking, which means you're going to end up with more people buying firearms. So that's exactly what we've seen. It was something like, according to the NSSF, in 2020 was 8.5 million. In 2021, I can't remember what the official number was. It's probably, I think it was 5.5 or 6 million. So you've got 14, 15 million new. These are first-time gunners. That's not guns sold. These are just first-time gunners, people who've never owned one before. People going out and buying a gun for the very first time. The actual number was probably higher. These are people. These were based on retailers' surveys. I'm sure there are people who went to gun shows and bought guns for the first time. I'm sure there are people who bought guns from friends or given guns from friends. So we probably have a good 20 million new gun owners in the country that we didn't have before. And that's because of this spike in crime. It's because they see criminals who act with impunity, who work in gangs and groups and swarm stores to loot them. In the middle of the day, in the middle of business hours, and you see prosecutors say, in the interest of equity, I'm not going to prosecute these people.
Equity.
They have it hard. Yeah, yeah. They have a hard time.
Equity. Yeah. Equity. But back to my point. While they do have more people buying guns, I mean, what's happening there now in California, especially amongst the rich, reminds me of what was happening amongst the rich during the Tate LaBianca murders when the Manson family was active.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know this was Manson's race war initiative. They just knew the beautiful people were getting murdered and the well-off were getting murdered. And back then, I mean, they didn't even have the restrictions they did now, because we're talking about, 69?
Correct. Yeah,
and I mean,
we just had the Gun Control Act of 68, there were a lot fewer gun control laws back then.
Yeah. So I mean, the thing then, because of locale and everything, everybody wanted to be trained by Bruce Lee, because that was when Green Hornet was on, and he was the first martial art instructor of his type to take on training Western people. And that was really big in California. He trained McQueen. He trained Coburn. He trained James Gunner. He trained Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But, you know, at that time, they realized their vulnerability.
Yeah, whenever you have high-profile crimes like that,
that
scares even more people. When you have crime in traditional, quote-unquote, high-crime areas among the poor,
that doesn't even make the news.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we've got the what's the body count in Chicago every weekend?
Well, that's covered by what? Hey Jackass, what's the name of that site?
Yeah. Exactly. HeyJackass.com does a great job of keeping track of all that. Does that make news all the time? No. I mean, it could be on at that. That's a weekly event.
So, I mean, I find this interesting that. On the one hand, and I'm going to ask you a question about this. Because I'm thinking about writing an article. And since you're an editor, I may need your help. So I'm going to tell you what my hypothesis is. When we get back.
Okay.
In the interim, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan Pliza's trade, this is where, you know, they cover the political, they cover the industrial, they cover the reviews, they cover the trends, and that's what's out there today. And there's nobody else like them. There's nobody as prolific as they are. There's nobody as fast as they are. Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply. is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. I'm about to pitch his story to him, see what he has to say about it. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
So you are familiar with the whole cloud and Piven thing, right?
Generally.
So, you know, cloud and Piven was meant to cause a financial breakdown by overloading the system, and then they would rise up out of the ashes and say, we will take care of everything. You know, they print the money, and we'll take care of you, and obviously capitalism doesn't work. And then they tried it in New York, and it actually worked. What they did was everybody that possibly could qualify for welfare, they did it. Got them signed up for welfare. So, let's suppose, since they play the long game, obviously, let's suppose that they use the mask thing, the COVID thing, to see how much fear would drive a populace into, one, doing something without questioning and even being sort of, you know, spastic about it, i.e. masking, and two, being afraid and giving up all kinds of liberty if the government will just save them. What if that was the purpose of COVID? What if they decided to take that COVID, that information operation they've run, and now in these various big cities with Soros, you know, Soros wants to do away with police, up with crime, all that other stuff. What if they were trying to create a crime spree, Cloward and Piven surge?
That's an interesting idea, because that's a question I've had for a long time, is who benefits from the policies which any sentient human being had to know would result in spikes in crime.
Yeah.
After George Floyd and when all these policies were put in place, ostensibly for equity and to help minority communities, who was hurt the most? Of course, the poor and minority communities. That's always the case when crime spikes. And that's why polling has shown that the poor and minority communities are not in favor of defunding the police. They want to see police in their neighborhoods. They may have problems with police. They may object to some police-involved shooting, but they also know that withdrawing police from the neighborhood brings nothing but chaos, more crime, and and they'll be victimized far more often. So the question then is, as I said, who benefits from these? Now, if I were a cynic, I would say that it's the politicians themselves, because what they do is they create a problem, and then they rush in with solutions to solve the problem, which usually involves the spending of far more tax dollars.
And see, what you're describing, though, you're describing the three-act of a motion picture. Presentation of the problem, the exposition, and then providing the solution.
Correct.
And I find that quite interesting to compare those two things as an example.
Yeah. And we're seeing that, as I said, in places like Chicago and St. Louis, where the mayor is saying, you know, we can't just arrest our way out of these problems. In other words, we can't just use law enforcement like we used to keep crime at manageable levels like we used to. The solution now is to address these root problems in the community, which involves spending hundreds of millions of dollars at the direction of people like the mayor and the city council in big cities, which means money going to their cronies, to their supporters, to the people that put them in office to perpetuate the same system and make sure that they stay in office.
Well, I'm just, as I'm watching what's happening, you know, Soros is going to end up, somebody's going to put out a hit on him. Somebody's going to put out a hit.
He won't be around forever.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because Soros is just, he's a symptom. You got Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg invested $440 million in the last election, right? You got Gates out there. Gates wants to, everybody to be immunized for whatever reason. Even though we know the vaccine is actually more in line with a flu shot than a vaccine, you know, calling it a vaccine is actually somewhat of a it's taking artistic license to call it a vaccine. So when Soros is gone, his son Alexander will still be around. I think he's worse. So. I'm just looking at this, and I'm just saying to myself, they're trying to create a chaotic mess. And
but how does somebody like that, cui bono, who benefit? How does he benefit from creating that mess? That's what I don't understand. That's beyond me so far.
Well, it is sort of beyond me as well. I mean, right now the economy's all messed up, and it seems like to me Biden's sort of itching to get into some sort of a shooting war on the outskirts between Ukraine and Russia, for example, because war is always good for the economy. And he's already sent. I mean, we have no interest in front. We have no interest in the Ukraine at all. We should not be there, not even a little bit. Not one person. And yet we just sent 8,500 troops over there, good ones too. And we sent 8,100 ground troops in a tank war. Just to give you an idea. So they're meat, they're fodder, and in the so with this, all I can think of is the only thing that they get out of that is control and compliance and fear. And what they really want is control. You know that they want complete and total control. They want to be able to. Joe Rogan says something bad about this. Oh well, let's just get rid of Joe Rogan. You know they want to control everything from that. To where you eat, how much money you keep, what you can have as far as guns. Of course, you don't get any of those. They want us all driving electronic cars and everything else. Even though I'll give you a great example of where electronic cars would be great. Think of nothing but electronic cars and a hurricane coming into Florida, and they're on the highway, and they get stopped up in one of those traffic jams where you know they can bring fuel to you in a combustible engine. They don't have one of those, you know, Anchor doesn't make a big enough charger for a Tesla. So
no, that would be awkward.
And I mean, all the prescriptions they have, though, they're all going to be disastrous. And you see it, I see it, we all see it. But I think it has to do with control. And I think they think that we don't know what critical thinking is, and we can't see through what they've got going on. And, like with what happened in Ferguson and what happened in Minneapolis and everything, they get the backdrop of those flaming cities that they can show on the news 24/7, and at the same time have a, you know, a, this is the thing, they think that they can create Frankenstein, and this time they can control him. And that's where I think that when you're out there saying, what's the long game here? I don't think they realize they can't control what they start.
Well, it depends on what happens. And obviously, I hope that nothing approaching that happens. But you're right. If something does get a situation like a Minneapolis is worse than it was before, putting the genie back in that bottle may be very difficult.
Yeah. So, and I mean, that's the trend. I mean, I carry a gun. It used to be I carried a gun in case. Now I carry a gun in case of somebody getting out there, and I don't wear a mask. If they come up on me like, you should be wearing them, you know, I'm going to be like, listen, I'm just going to go away, okay? No need for me to be here and pollute your air. I'm trying to get away from you. They keep on coming at me. Well, you know, okay. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. I will probably talk to you offline to see if you think that would actually be worth writing. But anyway, follow Dan and his band of writers as they keep the news coming at you at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir, and I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you, sir. It's always good to be with you.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.